is the Spectrum Podcast, motherfuckers.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Hi.
My name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
name Sadie.
It's young for the beginners.
I'm gonna give you some banana. Baby, if you call me Donna.
Women can just be friends. Like a guy and a girl that are single can just be friends.
Yes, yes, I do. Because I have guys that are just my friends, like you.
Wow!
I felt that in my soul!
You're now locked into the number one podcast on Spotify. Yes, for good reason. Another one.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
What's Spotify?
Yeah, welcome to the Spectrum Podcast. I'm Daddy.
I'm Nana.
And together we are
the Nanu.
Yes. Yo, how's your week been, guys?
It's all good.
We have bonus EP for you guys today.
Yep.
So, bonus EP, we're back. So what are we doing, Nana?
So we're gonna be doing a stand-up comedy from Chinedu Onaka.
Okay.
An Igbo man born in America.
Yep.
So let's see.
What's the title of the stand-up?
Exit Row Hero. I don't know what
Exit Row Hero.
Alright,
that's interesting.
Let's see what our Nigerian
Let's see what our one name has to say.
Yeah.
Who has lost his way. Sorry. Has he?
I mean, an Igbo man would not allow his son to lose his way.
Fair.
I mean, see the name
point.
Alone.
Fair point.
Yeah.
You will know. I like when people do that.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know I'm Nigerian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's check it out.
Let's get
hope he makes us laugh. I think what's the last guy we did? Reg Thomas raised the bar. So let's see.
All right. 1 year ago today, I actually lost 100 pounds, man. Give it up. Thank you, man. I'm lying, man. There's just no better applause than fat loss applause. You ever notice that? Fat loss applause is the best. You can't beat it, man. It's not illegal to lie about weight loss. I do it all the time. Applause feels good.
Have you ever wondered why Americans always clap for that shit?
I don't know.
Notice that music. They clap for weight loss and long marriages. When anytime somebody says, oh, we've been together for 10 or we've been together for 20.
I mean, like, just stop clapping. A country where divorce is the highest.
You understand? It's so weird to me. And I say, oh, and even somebody said, oh, I lost 20 pounds. Oh my god. Oh. It's like, bro. Anyway, I think it's a cultural thing, Sha. Mm-hmm. I don't think we care as much over here.
No, okay. Alright.
Yeah. Good luck on this journey you've taken for yourself.
My best thing.
I know.
We should try it, you know? Anytime I'm feeling down, I walk into a random Starbucks, nobody knows me. I'm like, hey guys, I may interrupt your studying, but 1 year ago today, I lost 100 pounds, man. People start crying and shit. They buy me free skinny latte. It's a good time. Promise me to try it. My name is Chinedu. That's my real name. It's Nigerian, you know.
All
right. It makes me a Nigerian comedian. It's no different being like a regular comedian, but it's really hard for me to build my fan base because nobody trusts me with their email.
Screaming!
Fam guys, my own.
Nice one.
Screaming!
I was trying to learn how to speak my native language better. It's called Igbo. You know, it's kind of my dad's fault. He tried to teach me too late. I was there in high school. My dad got the bright idea to try to teach his son his native language. I came home with a full backpack, just left basketball practice. My dad had a bunch of Igbo words on the wall. He's a Chinedu. Don't you want to learn some Igbo? Yes. I'm like, yeah, man, but I got Spanish homework. I got time for this. I'm busy now. I know Spanish better than I do Igbo. That's embarrassing me like another Nigerian born in Nigeria because they'll judge you. Your name is Chinedu. Do you speak Igbo? I'd be like, my brother. Hey, muscle.
Let's talk about that, bro. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Remember when we did the African generation episode? Remember that episode where we were talking about like it feels like Africans, like our generation now, we've kind of like lost the essence of like what language is and how important it is to speak our languages. And it's like it's sad. It's sad, though.
I don't even know how to speak my language. No,
I say if you know when I think you start appreciating when you want to get married.
Okay.
You will see them like you've seen something like make I wish I knew how to speak
English is
my
our
language.
First language.
I know we always have English, but it's like it's just like it kind of like is a connection to like but you have the most you have the most beniest name ever.
I don't actually.
You ask Ifueko. Igbinoba is the most beniest name.
Guy, I've not heard the name.
Bro,
guy, rest.
It's the most beniest name ever.
It's not, Oga.
Bro,
you have not heard Benin name.
What?
Guy, you have not heard.
You are so Benin.
Your mom's Benin name.
Is what?
Is it more than my name?
Sagwerowe.
No,
your one is short now.
That's what I'm saying. Your mom's name is even higher. Is the higher level?
But it's not.
So I'm saying. See, let me say, it just matters the importance you put on it.
No, there's importance. Everyone has
it matters it. The importance you put on it. I don't care. Like even if I get married, I don't care. It's important for you. It's not important for me.
It's very important.
It matters to whoever.
Look at what this guy is saying now. Now that it's going down now.
Yeah, because he's in America.
I mean, so
if you're in Nigeria, if you're in Nigeria, okay, you don't understand. Everybody's like, some people don't understand, right? But if you're in America. And you come to Nigeria, obviously, the elders will always ask you, first off, nobody cares,
And, you know, shout out to Yoruba people.
And Igbo people too.
And Igbo people as well. Hausa don't even try. They don't even speak another language. Hausas will always speak their language, that's for sure. But like, and we've said it before, that that's why those three cultures will always be top. Because they always put their language forefront. That's, you feel Yoruba, man, the very first thing you... I was surprised to see that Damson Idris was even speaking Yoruba.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy even like, they make sure that you don't lose that.
Yeah.
It's a very important thing.
His dad was maybe the exception. Because I feel like Igbo people too, they don't allow that.
Yeah. Like, they don't, but like, some of them get lost in the sauce. Like, I'm doing a lot. Yeah, I'm trying like, I don't have to be.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it. But I think it's a disservice to our own generation that we don't know how to speak our language.
Okay, what's the language going to help you to do?
And then at some point, and I feel like at some point, language will just be extinct.
Okay, but what is it going to help you to do?
But how do we?
Okay, but what, no, that answer the question first. What is it going to help you to do?
How do we? It's a lot. Come on.
Okay, like
how do we? How are we able?
What
to
has
track,
your language helped you to do?
How are we able to track? No, come on, don't say.
What
that.
Has
don't
your language?
Naive.
No, what has your language helped you to
don't
do?
Don't be naive.
Say it now, Daniel.
Don't be naive.
Speaking your language, what has it helped you to do?
First off, if you're in a circle where you have like Benin people around,
okay,
right? Or you have people where it's like you're in a space where it's like you speak Benin. It's a very relate. It's as far as it helps with relatability. Like you can find favors in those spaces just because you are able to understand one or two. You don't even understand everything. And I've been in those spaces where I because like where they working. That was the only thing I said. And just because of that thing, we just in spaces where like I'm in, like I just find favors with those kind of people. Oh, like it's. Bro,
let
it's,
me tell you something.
It's important.
I beg. It just matters the importance you put on it. That's my own stance on language. First off, if they've seen your name and your surname and they say, "Oh, this one is Bini," it has gone already for you. You don't need to start speaking. Now you say you don't need to start saying all those.
Yeah, words. But the fact that you even know those little things, it helps.
I don't know. I just feel like it's not really important because at the end of the day. If the language gets extinct, what are you going to do?
Would you be happy if like okay, you don't even care about languages, so yeah.
Okay, so
would you be happy if like for instance like none of us could trace where we were from?
Where we were from?
Like
my name is already enough for me to.
Who gave you the name?
My name is already enough. I don't need my language to know where I'm from.
Who gave you the name?
My father.
Because he respects, he understands the importance of language.
You're missing. That's
no.
What you're missing is that the name already is already an identity.
Would you give? Okay, so
I don't need to know my language to know where I'm from, guy.
No. Okay.
That's it.
Okay, chill. Let me point this to you. would you give your children Benin names?
No.
You see, you're already spoiling it already, because by the time you now start giving your children only English names, mm-hmm. right? And let's say your husband does the same and does mm-hmm. it as well. You're already throwing it out there.
My husband is the one that is going to give them the native name, because that's their. I'm a woman. They're a part of me.
I have a native name that everybody calls me.
But is it what my own family? They don't. I have a native name, but nobody calls me that. So what am I going to use with that? That's what I'm saying. It does not matter. See, I'm a woman, guy. First off,
you say you won't be a woman because it doesn't matter, or it's just how you think.
It doesn't matter. It's both. It doesn't matter, and I'm a woman, and my kids. Anything is their father's whatever that they're going to go with, because it's their father's surname. So if the father chooses to give them a native name or this thing, he gives them. If my dad wants to give my children a native name, that is their native name, guy. There's nothing else. There's language doesn't really do anything as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's very important. Okay. And just like every other thing in life, we disagree to agree.
Nah. No need.
But anyway, I feel him on this one when this Chinedu guy is talking about, like, it's weird how, like, he knows Spanish, which is a foreign language. It's something that, like, I also struggle with now that I'm older. I wish I knew how to speak my language more. That's to even pass to my kids, or like to even be able to converse. Like I feel very jealous of people when I see people who can speak.
Why are you learning too late?
Because my dad never taught us, right? With that,
the only person who did
is your mom. It doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt that I see people who can speak it fluently. I feel like I missed out on that. Like it's only my mom that actually did. That's why, like, Benin is the one language I hear very well. But even my speaking is not top level. Okay. Still, you get what I'm saying? But like, I understand Benin very well. So like, if it wasn't for my mom, I probably wouldn't have gotten that at all, and it would have been very awkward, because I'm like, how do I move in spaces where it's like I find people like, you know what? So there was a day I entered the keke, and the guy was playing like Benin songs. I was like, how weird the keke? It was so refreshing. It's just like going over there, like in America, like black people in spaces where there are more white people, and then somebody, you now see a black person, you just connect with that person. Like, oh, sister, like it's just a normal, like. Anytime I see somebody who is Benin or who is Esan or from Edo State, and I just see them, and they just say, oh, from Edo State, I just feel a certain, like, connection to them automatically. You get, even at work, there's somebody that we just need to at work, and his name, I just knew he was real, so, and I asked him, like, apparently we're even from the same town. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, just that alone, we connected. And he's also almost like you, right? He doesn't know how to speak as well. He was very angry that he doesn't know how to speak the language. Yeah. So he was like, ah man, I feel bad that I did it. I even knew more than him. Imagine me knowing more than somebody in the like, okay, all right.
You even know enough.
You get what I'm saying? If he felt like, yeah, he couldn't speak the language. So he just felt like, ah man, he missed out on that. Just same I was talking about. But like, you find that among like kids growing up, he says like, we don't know how to speak our language. And it's kind of like, What am I going to tell? Like, how do I say this to my kids? Like, what in my language is on? And then it's not everybody who, they grow up to a point where their grandparents or their parents are alive to be grandparents to their kids and pass those things. You know, so I get it. I get it.
It's okay. If your parents see, I've learned that. See,
I already have native names for my kids anyway.
If your parents, of course you would.
Yeah. I have their English names and I have their native names.
Your wife too will have her own names.
So yeah, sure, she can, for sure.
No, she can, she will.
Yeah, why are you making it seem like I'm downplaying? I don't like when you do this. This is annoying. They are pushing the narrative that makes them really hate me on this show.
It's not the one that said that. It's your word. Because you're a woman. You have to be clear.
Because you're a woman, you said it. That
I'm not going to give them native names. That's what I'm saying.
She can. I didn't say she can.
It's already sounding so. That's why I have to say that. So if you say she can, you say she will. Because I know how the thing sounds. I'm telling you, if you say she can, it's like, you guys need already, her permission.
Your ladies, your ladies already hate me. It's fine.
I mean, definitely. Yeah. But let's see. Let me tell you something about language. And maybe it's different for you since you're a guy and you feel like you need to say something. If my dad didn't feel the need to tell me or
you think your dad regrets that he didn't teach you guys?
That's his own, you don't know. I'm not going to put anything on him saying that's if he regrets or if he does not regret. He did not have the time. He was not always around because of work and stuff. So if he's not able to do or perform whatever he wants to say or tell us, show us or teach us his native language, it's fine. I know English, I'm fine. I'm not going to, I have a Benin, I know where I come from, I know my village, I know, like, what else? I don't have to know the language. I just feel like, if he didn't do it, then what else can I do? I should go out of my way and go and be learning.
When you see people that speak Benin, do you like it?
Does it appeal to you? Because it does not bother me.
When you see Benin culture on display, you don't like it?
If I see Benin culture, it's good, I know it's my culture, so what am I going to do?
That's awful. You're the first person that is saying this. I swear, I've never heard this before.
Let me tell you something. See,
I've never heard this
before. I appreciate the culture, but I don't care. If I can't speak the language, I'm not going to go out of my way to start learning.
No, no, I'm not saying you should go out of your way because it's even late
if
now.
If it's something that I didn't learn, then I don't feel a loss for it because I wasn't taught. So I've accepted that I don't
love to be taught.
I don't know because I
don't think you care. That's the thing.
Exactly. So
and that's the red part.
It's just that I feel like okay, if it's it's something that they didn't teach me, and I'm okay with that, you know, acceptance and all that. I don't care.
Acceptance and stopping there.
Yeah, like it's okay. He didn't teach me. It's not as if they taught me and I did not want to learn. If it's that, I'll say it's on me that I didn't learn that. You know, you understand when they were teaching. Yeah. But if it's that I wasn't given that opportunity, then it's okay. You know, if people are speaking being to themselves now, it's fine. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Like, what am I going to do? Would I not start crying? Like, that's the thing.
When I get guys, when I see my aunties or my aunties, right? And when they're talking to my pops and they start speaking their Isha. And Isha and Benin is not so far off, right? It's far and in between, right? But like, because I don't really understand Isha, it makes me mad. I don't know what you're talking about. But with Benin, I understand. Yeah. I understand. There was a day I was in the bus, right? I don't know when I was going to work. There were three women that sat behind me. They were Benin women. Oh, I was so happy. Like, I was so, like, they were going off. You know when they say, you know when Benin women are actually going off? Like, they were just going off. Yeah, like, you know when like you meet your aunties, that was exactly what they were doing. They didn't hold it was like they were Yoruba that day. They were loud. I was happy because I was like, for the first time, it wasn't Yoruba people being loud because they're the ones that are always being loud in the bus.
Damn.
It was just Benin people like talking and laughing, and I was so happy.
Yeah,
it was so refreshing. I was like, and I heard every thing they said. And I'm sure they probably in the neighborhood didn't think anybody on that because people have been in Lagos, right? But like it was so nice. I was like, I removed my earpiece.
That's even the thing.
So it was Benin, so refreshing.
Benin is not a language that is easy to learn. It's not Yoruba.
Is it? It's not the easiest of languages to learn.
First of all,
You start picking up, it's
not
quick.
The easiest of language to get. In Benin,
don't speak it.
They don't even speak. It's not like Yoruba, like they will just assume that you are Yoruba. They will speak, they don't care.
Yeah.
It's not a language in Benin, they don't speak it. When I was in Uni Benin, I can count how many times somebody was speaking Benin.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I look at it, I'm like, it's not even like, if it was Yoruba, a Yoruba child, even though I even understand Yoruba, a Yoruba child can, the fact that I may not teach the guy Yoruba, but he understand Yoruba.
Yeah, because he speak it, or he's around him.
He's around him, right? Around him, but let me tell you something, even my friends that were brought up in Benin, they can't speak Benin. Why? What does that say about us as a people? So sometimes I'm not thinking of, where is the culture, it's rich and everything, but the language is fine. If you don't understand, I'm not thinking myself. You get?
Yeah.
So, but it's okay. If you feel, I think the reason why you feel a certain loss of that is because maybe you're a man and you want to talk to your children about where you come from and if you really need to do that.
Okay. Do you think now that you don't know the language, do you think you need to make up for it in kind of like having more knowledge about where you're from and like the language or like the history?
No, I don't.
So it's just me then. All right, that's fine.
Maybe it's other people too.
But yeah, let's go on. Let's listen more to Chinedu.
Menos. That's the best I can do. I speak Spanish in the Igbo accent. Hope they don't notice.
I'm holding back a cough. Is it? Am I? Can I cough in public? Yet? Is that? You know, it felt good. I don't got COVID. I promise you. Anybody have COVID right now?
COVID confess.
No? Make some noise if you never got COVID. Never got COVID. Woo! Never got COVID.
We here.
Man, grow up.
Shut up.
Get you some COVID, man. What you waiting for? Pandemic come around every 100 years. Test your immune system out. You probably had it a bunch of times. You just, you know, like systematic or some shit. Yeah. Am I saying it right? You know what the fuck I mean. You probably killed 10 grandmas, don't even know it. Why everybody keep passing out around me? Quarantine was rough, you know. My girlfriend, she called me beating off during a quarantine.
Damn.
Has ever happened to you, bro? No? What time you do it? You don't do it? Get the fuck out of here. I don't masturbate.
That's disrespectful! I don't understand how people look at guys. I think this narrative has been thrown around too much.
No, yeah, you guys
know. That all guys do is watch porn. Are you people crazy?
I mean, that's what you guys do. Hey. I feel like in your spare time, you're like, you're feeling tired.
Let me just get one off.
You guys are... any free time you see... I'm just going to tell you that and do something.
This insult is too much, bro. Anytime you're like, oh, guys, just be... You just think that that's all guys are doing all
you
day.
You are just
bro.
Nasty. I don't know.
It's not true. Okay. It's actually not true. I didn't agree with Shemi. I said, get the hell out. But come on.
I mean,
not everybody is a hoe like you. But it's fine.
All of you are the same, please.
I think they've kind of like associated porn with guys as a recreational activity at this point. It's kind
it
of like.
It's actually for you guys. Like, it's for sports.
What God?
You guys are like
the disrespect. I see, man.
It's workouts.
Oh, God, we get so much disrespect, and sometimes it's deserved. But like,
it's deserved.
The
generally.
Disrespect is so, and nobody bats an eye when they disrespect us.
Yeah,
it's so annoying. Me. Like, imagine somebody said that to a woman that asks all she does all day. She'll take offense.
Yeah, because we don't actually. We can't.
So why do men always?
Because you guys can't keep your hands to yourselves. You guys must do one or two by day.
That's tough. But good.
She called me, man. I was mad how mad she was, so I offered it to her first. But she said no. I was like, cool, I'm gonna go read. I thought we knew what that meant. Everybody reads with a boner, man. She was mad because she saw a laptop on my bed. She thought I was watching a porno, and I was. But I told her I barely watch it all. It's the truth. I cut back. I'll never forget the day. It's 2 years ago. I finished doing what I came to do. And instead of just leaving like an adult, I was about to leave a comment on the video. I was like, whoa.
No!
I'm a comment king now. I judge those motherfuckers, man. You ever seen those videos with like 300 comments on them? Who are these niggas? Just come and go, man. Be an adult.
Come and go.
Could have been better. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, God. The attack. Bro. Do you know funny thing? I'm not going to lie. If people who are commenting on, like, not even the most raunchy stuff on the internet. Like, you see those ones with, like, maybe a girl with... You randomly come at a picture where a girl posted like maybe her titties or like it was, you know, clothes were off or something, or shaking her ass. And you see men in there going crazy. I'm like, can you come and like what? Like, who are all these people, bro?
Like what you see?
Guys are in there going testy, showing dick pics, showing. I'm like, niggas, whoa!
I mean,
who are these? Who raised y'all?
You would know.
Can you just look at look at it and move on, like an adult, like you said. Like, can you
come and go,
bro? And then you're not even watching porn. You might like on Pornhub. You're commenting.
You don't want to comment. What are you commenting?
Like, bro, are you crazy?
Anyway.
Or you know them by their names, like Naomi, bro. That shit is crazy. You're a different breed, bro. You're a different breed if you do that. Yeah. I respect y'all, man. You got on a different level. I cannot. But good.
They making friends and shit. Now, the real reason I stopped watching porn, because all my favorite porn stars, they left the game. They gone. Where the ones grew up with? They all gone, bro. You know what's fucked up when they leave? They don't tell you. They just go. Porn stars should announce their retirement like athletes, man. You got fans, baby.
That's tough.
There's this one young lady named Michelle Tucker. She didn't drop a new video in like 5 years. And I got worried about her.
That's tough.
She tore her ACL, right?
Scared.
Sexing overseas. Turns out she quit.
Damn.
Now she sells Herbalife. This is the true story. Another one, she passed away not too long ago. It was very sad on multiple levels because she got a lot of great clips, but I can't. I can't watch no more, man. I can't beat off to no ghosts. I can't do that shit. Come on, I ain't no Ghostbuster, man. Can't be out of here.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
It's like a house get haunted. My girl, she offered to watch a porno with me. You ever done this? You ever No, not yet. Yeah, I turned it down too. Man, she's a bad movie watcher. Yeah, I don't want to see the porno version of that shit. We're watching Spider-Man one time. She was like, why does Spider-Man always got to be in New York? I'm like, because that's the foundation of the fucking movie.
I mean,
she said, well, I can't be in a small town. Small towns need love. I'm like, there's not enough buildings in small towns. Nobody trying to watch Spider-Man fly from Chipotle to Wells Fargo. Should I see that? I'm getting older now. So questions on dates are a lot more serious. I was dating this one young lady, and she was like, why don't you want to get married? You just told me you would die for me. I said, that's true. I would die for you. But getting married, especially to the wrong person, is like dying slowly. I wouldn't die slowly for nobody right now. I'll die suddenly for a lot of people. I'm a hero at heart. I can feel it. But I don't want to get tortured to death. Now really think about that.
Well, that's true.
True, true.
That's very, very true.
True.
Speak on that.
True. I mean, I feel, you know where I stand on this marriage issue.
Yeah.
Marrying the wrong person.
Yeah.
I feel like marriage is just this thing that you can't just get wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like if you get it wrong, then you're just fucked for life. That's it.
Hey,
like,
man.
Imagine you getting married and you just, man, like, this is not the person for me. And you have to stick with it. Hey,
yo.
Like what you said. Hey, like, yo. Slowly, like,
it's like, man.
Like, God.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I feel marriage is too deep for me to start, like.
It's a very big decision.
It's a big decision. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, yeah. I get you, man. It's real.
It's like a contract you can't get out of.
Do you understand? And it's the only contract people want to sign with love.
Yes, so.
It's like, oh, let's just sign with love. Like, let's not put our assets.
I feel like me and my husband will have a contract.
What kind of contract do you want to have?
We have a lot. Apart from prenup. If he has money, then let's sign a prenup. So that, like, you know, say I'm a gold digger at the end of the day.
Okay.
But,
Are you being respectful?
I don't want problems.
Okay.
In the future. But if it's the contract, I mean, a lot of things, like, we need to agree on a lot of things. Mm. First off,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want it to just be
words
mm-hmm. that we say.
Yeah.
I feel like I need it to be, like,
in paper,
so that if anything happens,
mm-hmm.
you know that, okay, this
you
is
have
why
reference.
I have reference. And I feel like I always tell my friend, like, we must sign contracts because there are some things that men do. I'm talking because I'm a woman, so I don't have any version of what women do.
Here comes the hate. Here comes the slander.
Yeah, I mean, man, you guys out here always embarrassing and disgracing us. Like, I just need you to
right
not
there.
Do that to me.
Mm.
And if you do, then there's a reason for that. We'll have the consequence in the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like, yes, I need to do that for myself too, and to protect myself.
Yeah, you got.
Because I don't trust no nigga.
Yeah, you gonna be single to 50.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway,
better to be single.
Ain't no Nigerian.
Better to be single to 50 than enter a bad marriage. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fair enough.
Please, I don't want to die.
I think he made a very good point about, like, it's a slow death. It's kind of like, oh, damn. You're just hitting yourself every day. It's like, ah,
why did I do this? People, have you seen people, like, in tough marriages before? Have you seen them? Have you looked at them?
It's tough.
Like, it's tough. They don't look good at all.
I was telling you, we were having a discussion off the podcast. So, like, I was asking one of my friends that got married recently, and I was like, bro, how far now? How is married life? I was like, ugh, I'm learning a lot every day. Patience. I'm like, bro, you just got married like 3 months ago. Yeah. Bro, you shouldn't be in your honeymoon phase. Like, I don't understand. This guy was like learning phase. I'm like, what are you learning, bro? People who are married never sound like they have fun. It's like, people, it's like, it doesn't look good over there. Like, why do I want to marry? Like, if you guys are not encouraging me. All you guys are always learning shit, all this patience, perseverance. I'm like, bro, I've been doing that my whole life, bro.
Okay. Ready.
Sounds like a lot of boring and it doesn't sound fun. Marriage doesn't sound fun. It doesn't sound like it's a lot of work. It's like, bro, I'm still working.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. And imagine you'd have to do that with the wrong person. Oh, that's double work.
You just be
angry every day for no freaking reason.
You need to be single, I beg. I don't want. It's like somebody just being yours. You know you don't like this person.
Being
your space.
Like, why did you get there if you know you don't like this person? After you not
I mean,
there,
love, guy. There's a thin line between love and hate.
Love is blind.
Guy.
Love is blind.
Love can easily turn to hate.
Yeah.
So, there's that too. Especially for someone that if you are in a marriage where both. Like either the woman or the man continuously disrespects because people say respect is not, but see, respect is important too. Because when somebody continuously disrespects you, you start hating the person. Let's look at jobs. If your boss continuously says something, when the person just look at your countenance when the person enters the room, you already switches up. You feel some type of way already.
Yeah.
So imagine by being married to that person.
Oh,
then. Let us know.
I like an analogy. That's good.
So, yeah.
Not hating your boss, because that's the one person you're supposed to not like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you know that this person is just going to come with
and then he's parading you up and down. Like, bossing you around.
Then you now see this one, you cannot even stay in the same bed. You're like, I beg.
Yeah. And then you go on and cheat. It's fine. I get it.
And you always say cheat because you know you want to. Man, look at them. First option, cheat.
Oh, that's what happens.
Man.
Kechi is not sexy to you. That's what happens, though. You know? Or you on the other end starts to fancy John. That's all that happens, though. You know?
I don't think I'll ever cheat. I'm not a cheater.
I hope so.
Women, we don't cheat like that. Okay. That's what I can say. We are not the ones.
You guys hide under this shit.
We don't cheat, bro. Women don't cheat, man. That's it.
Yo, you guys are just smart about it.
We don't cheat.
We leave traces behind. We always get caught. We're so not smart. That's annoying. It's so annoying.
We're gonna catch you, Taya. Yourself, you're not gonna get anything to say.
I think one of the reasons why cheating doesn't also appeal to me is kind of like, bro, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
I'm thinking, like, why do you guys even do it? Like, what? And you're trying to pacify two women. One woman is already enough for you because we have a lot of work, bro. Come on.
But anyway,
whatever, man.
Let's get back to Chinedu.
Getting to you guys' messy minds. Yeah. Right? Let's get back to Chinedu.
Even when you're suicidal, when you want to die, you jump off the 100th floor. You don't jump off the second floor 100 times, right? It's quick. It's fast. You shoot yourself to death. You don't pistol whip yourself to death. It's...
Shoot. One time.
I was on one date, and it's the first date. And I'm walking a young lady to her car, and she said, well, make sure you walk on this side of the street. What's the rule again? In case of a car comes? You die first, right? That's it. I'm with it. Not the first date, though. Come on, man. Don't be ridiculous. Keep your eyes on the street.
Awesome.
I don't know if you like me yet. Yeah. Well, I look like dying on the first date. Don't die on first date, fellas. She ain't going to the funeral.
Exactly.
She's not going. I can hear the conversation now. Girl, you think I should go? Girl, don't go. You didn't know him like that. But I think it's right. Girl, he died for you on the first date. That nigga thirsty.
It's screaming.
I'm a little tired, not gonna lie. I was on a red eye.
What do you think about that? So what is, like, you go on the first day, but you know that's something that can, so that's a random thing that can actually happen.
It can happen, and
like you go on a date on the first day to somebody.
What can happen, dude?
Do you understand? Hey, do you go? Would you go? Let's.
I won't go. I'm sorry.
But he died though. He died going on the date.
Went on the first, so when everybody is saying how they met the guy, I mean, I would say we were on the first date and he died. Like, what the fuck? What am I going to do? It's so awkward. It's best for me to stay away.
So how do you do that? Like, you walk away from, like, immediately seeing that
person died? No, I don't.
Or,
why would I walk away from
you? Take the person to the hospital.
I'll take the person. Obviously, maybe in America. I don't know his family. I will just, if he's in America, 911, let them come and pick him. I'll follow him to the hospital. Then they can see his emergency contact, blah, blah, blah. And they get that shit and I'm out of there.
Jesus Christ.
What am I going to do? Stop. What am I going to do, bro?
Will you cry for that kind of stuff?
I don't, probably because somebody died in front of me.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Why would I not cry? What am I?
Cause we know you're made of stone. Shut up.
Please, like, somebody died in made front of me. Like, come on.
You should be called the Flintstone.
Was that a joke? Was that meant to laugh?
You didn't laugh. Yeah, that's because my...
No, it wasn't funny though.
I'll try again. Shut up. Don't try.
Retire, please. Let's continue with this shit.
What you want? Just make fun of me. That could not let that joke go.
You're not funny. Like, rest.
All right, whatever. Go on.
You know who gives you this idea, man?
A couple of days ago. And I couldn't sleep the whole flight. It's that very big responsibility. I was an exit row member. Has anyone here ever flown in the exit row before? Then you know what it is. It's a big deal. I love it. It's a great honor. But the worst part about the exit row is that when you land safely, nobody thanks you for your service. No one thanks you. It's rude. Because they take it serious. For those who haven't flown, the flight attendant, he or she comes up and she's like, you know, are you willing and able to assist in case of an emergency? And you can't just give a thumbs up. They'll yell at you, sir. I need a verbal yes. They'll slap you in the face. A lot of people just say yes, but I can tell the way they say it, they don't mean it. Me, I take my time with those questions because I don't want to lie. I'm like, am I able? Yes, I am able. Thank God. My arms and legs work. But am I willing? That's a heavy question, man. I sit with them for a little bit. I turn around. I look at the passengers behind me. And I think to myself, I don't know these niggas. But they come with the leg room, so yes. I am willing. And I mean it. I read the whole pamphlet. I take different trips to the bathroom, just checking on shit, you know? By the time the flight lands, I'm exhausted. And nobody claps for me, man. Not a head, not nothing. You know how the pilot, he's standing next to the entrance because he wants you to know that he flew the plane? He'd be like, yes, that was me who landed, you motherfuckers. I stand right next to him. That was I in the exit row. Willing and able. Nobody cares. I get my get back, though. I go straight to baggage claim when everybody's trying to leave. I stand right there by the bags. I said, look, everybody, I know you're just trying to go home and see your family, but 1 year ago today.
I like the callback. I love the callback. I like when comedians are able to do that callback to when how they started and then ended. It's Dave Chappelle does that a lot.
Yeah.
Hey man, that's been the show, guys.
Okay, that was nice.
Shout out to Chinedu.
Shout out to Chinedu.
He did his thing, bro. And that's been the episode, guys. If you like this episode, please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. You know, one of those are episodes where we like to chill and laugh and have fun. Check out his comedy. We'll put the link in the description as well. And any more last word?
No, guys, just check out the show. It's funny.
And all men don't watch porn, please, okay? Yeah, I'll start pushing
that's
that.
That's what they say, but Daniel, as soon as you get to, that's the first thing. I leave them speechless.
All right, whatever. I'm never going to answer you on that.
Yeah, you don't need to.
But it's fine. It's
true. Okay.
No, it's not true.
Okay.
Please don't put down my jacket.
I mean, it's already there, so.
It's already there. It's crazy. Y'all be the nastiest, though. But it's fine. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.